have five dispens.
Oh, boy.
Excuse me, we didn't have enough for a quorum last meeting, so we're continuing the meeting as of March 11th, 2014. But we do need approval of the minutes that were taken on February 18th. So we have a motion.
So moving.
We have a second.
Second.
I have a question.
Sure.
I don't mean to prolong this, but for me, I can't make the 2 minutes that I wasn't here for, because it didn't quorum. Recording.
Thank you.
We did record it.
I didn't listen to it online, so that's my fault. If you didn't have a quorum, they said all you do is basically take notes, not minutes, if you don't have a quorum.
Okay, then I'll just go back to...
I was just going by what we were told before.
Okay. Do we have a motion to accept the minutes of February 18th?
Motion.
Motion made, do we have a second?
Second.
Motion made, second. Want a question? All in favor, accept the minutes of February 18th, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Not voting.
So carried, and not voting. Okay. Also here, let's see, let me do my list. Okay, present, Council President Bullock, Council Reddick, Council Warner, Council Woman Patrick, Councilman Penrose Holland, Councilwoman Lisa Diller, Councilman George Smalley, Councilman Cartier, myself, Councilman Jay Street, Councilman Dave Tackett, and Councilman Bill Bell. Okay, that's it. If I need to slow down, please, I'm sure you'll tell me. Number three, this was all talked about last meeting also on March 11th, but we're continuing an upgrade as needs to be. We discussed the sign-in and sign-out procedures. Our aides and everybody has signed the sign-in. The audit, which is a draft one again, talked about maybe having a sign-out procedure. So with that, and certainly for discussion and so forth, but there was, we had six people last time and all six agreed heartily, but today's another day, so we'll go from that.
Thank you. Just to go over a little of that draft audit, they noted that we have a sign in, we sign out for aides that are not going to be here during the middle of the day, but we don't have a sign out at the end of the day. And in order for them to be able to look at the time and know that the 7 hours and the lunch hour were taken, that they felt that we should have a sign out at the end of the day. So what we've got for discussion now is, should we have a sign out at the end of the day? That does not mean that anything in the middle of the day or the beginning of the day changes. Should we have a sign out at the end of the day? And if you believe we should, somebody needs to make a motion, it needs to be seconded, and then we need to vote.
Question.
Councilman Warner and Councilman Swan.
In offices that I'm familiar with, they have sign in and sign out. There's also a sign in and sign out to go out for meeting in the middle of the day.
We have that. We have that. We have a sign in. We have a sign out for anybody that leaves and comes back in the middle of the day, so they always know where they are. What we don't have is a sign out at the very end of the day. So what we were discussing is only should we institute a sign out at the end of the day, so that when somebody from the outside comes in and looks at our books, they can say, yes, we know that Holly is not stealing time from the government. She was here, an accumulation of X number of hours in this paper.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Councilman Smalley and Councilman...
In those instances where a staff person may sign out at 3-4 meetings, knowing that they're not going to be back, if they make a note to that page the following morning, is that how that would work?
But they don't have to sign for calling the center at the clock. I'm just trying to be clear.
Right, don't allow for calling them if you're coming back with them.
Why I have to do an organization morning. And the only other comment I'm going to make, and I'm sorry that the auditor isn't here, because the last time this issue came up, was when the auditor was doing an investigation of an employee of this council. And during that discussion, I asked some questions, and it was revealed that the council's audit department does not have a sign-in, sign-out policy. So I hope this, if it's going to apply here, satellite office or not, it needs to apply, because we had people here being criticized, and there was not one in place at that office at that time. I heard there was further one after the auditor raised it with the auditor. That's when it got put in. Which means during this 2-year time frame or whatever, it was never put in place, which so much frustrates me. But that's for another day. Okay. As long as it applies to everyone.
Just one additional thing to add. If an employee is leaving at 3:00 for the evening, and they work for 5, their hours are 9 to 5, if they believe that the meeting's going to be over at 4, then they can also take an hour of comp time and just send them to home. That is often what happens.
I just want to make sure it's clear to the board that that's all. I just want to make sure it's clear to the staff.
Councilwoman Diller, and then Councilman Holland. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I skipped Mr. Cartier. Can Mr. Cartier go please?
Yes, very briefly. I think if you're going to have a system where people are signing in, it only makes sense to have a sign out, because that defines the workday and provides the control that we're seeking to achieve.
All right. Councilwoman Diller, sorry.
I just have a question. The unions that are employed, the unions that are employed, are the most things. I don't know if they have a sign on sign out, I don't think they have a time clock, but I do know that a lot of departments get the law into the computer at a certain time, and when it's monitored, they may walk out of the computer, so that's not going to be a lot of time. But then they don't spend the money in the computer. The time is there.
I
think we have a fairly specific approach for employees, and if I think really strictly, you know, if that's the way people do it, logging in and logging out their computer, that's good enough to do.
I don't have access to this time. Each person logged in and logged out. Other departments may have that, but I don't have that. So that was a kind of thing that you never got. But that's what council needs to do. I don't have the ability to monitor that.
Councilman Hollins and Street and
Rivera.
Thank you,
Mr. Chair. Just to say again that the meeting we had the last time, there were only 6 council members present. And the 6 that were present had agreed upon at least 3 of the items that we're discussing. The other point is that, you know, we're really responding to an audit. The audit was of council, requested by council members. I don't know who they are, but I agree with the audit, and the audit has certain findings. I think some of the limited discussion that I mentioned at the last meeting is the fact that since the audit is not a public document, yet, and I had the discussion with the auditor was present at the last meeting, that we have to be careful about the amount of reference we make to the audit until all council members have read the audit. They do have it, but the staff, they don't have the audit yet. We are in the process of responding to the recommendations. As an example, the recommendation that I am making personally is in direct response to the audit. So for those people who have not read the audit, may have more questions about the intent if they haven't seen the audit. So I also think that the more discussion we have around the audit sort of gets ahead of the audit being made public. So I would just caution council members to not go deeply into the audit, because the audit committee has not reviewed the audit, and the audit committee has not reviewed the response that the president and I, along with the clerk, are providing to the audit committee. So I don't think we want to get ahead of the audit being discussed here before the audit is made public.
thank you for that. Of Councilman Street and Councilman Warner. And Councilman Powers is joining us.
Let me make this real clear and real brief. I got no dog in this fight, and I'm not trying to undo anything that has already been agreed upon by those who were at the meeting. I wasn't at the meeting. But this is 2014. Signing in and signing out is about as primitive as you could get. Gonna get some big old raggedy book, keep it all year, so that what's written down in January is not legible in September. Everywhere else in the world, people have badges. They badge in and they badge out. If you're going to keep track of time, do it with some contemporary conformity as opposed to doing what somebody did back when the bridge was the pulley. So, y'all, will of council, be the will of council. Y'all do what you want to do.
Councilman
Wyden.
Thank you. Before I make my comment, I just want to second the comments made by Councilman Street.
This is just a continuance of the last meeting we had because we did not have a quorum. We were told that there were probably six things that we need to look at. We're throwing them out. There's no authorship. Pride of authorship coming. We are not the ones that are going to take on the motions. We're putting them out there in a category for someone who wishes to pick it up and make a motion to however they think. You can change whatever you want. That's not, we just need to put them out there. That's the purpose of the meeting. And then it's just the little council, whatever you choose. So you can change, I mean, we're giving you a category. As long as we talk about silence, you can say whatever you want.
My two cents is that I would hope the council would support a modern electronic digital signage sign. And then I did want to clarify Collins' comments, and I did of course support the fact that we should hear from us to open up the Pandora's box for the audit. Haven't seen it. Having said that, it's a little difficult for me to ask a question because I don't know what's in the audit, so I don't really know what I should be asking.
Councilman Holland.
No, I've encouraged council members at the last couple of meetings to please read the audit. As a matter of fact, at the last meeting I said that I did not want to bring my recommendation forward until each council member has had an opportunity to read the audit. The audit has been supplied to every council member. It's been in our boxes now for at least a month. And we have to respond to that, which we are doing. If we don't respond to the audit, then it makes this council look awfully bad. Once you read the audit, which is critical before you make a decision, I would agree with that. But at the same time, those council members who are refusing to read the audit is holding up the process. If this audit becomes public and council has not done anything whatsoever to address these issues, I think it's going to embarrass all of us. So that's why I could say over and over again, please read the audit. So when these recommendations come forward, you can understand what these recommendations are referencing as it relates to the audit. So not to read the audit, you're not really prepared to understand why the recommendations are being made.
I understand. The point well taken.
Yeah.
Now, my original comment was to clerk of council, did we have, in some earlier version of our council rules, a sign-out requirement?
Yes. No.
Okay.
I give Councilman Powers and George, you have your hand up.
Okay. Well, I'm kind of going with what Dave said. And kind of was said earlier, two things. One, you know, the badges. I know working at Chrysler, you know, about 7,000 run. First thing, the badge going through the gate got you, as soon as you logged on, you knew exactly. We all logged in, and then we go brought out in an area to be a situation. So I know that can be done. I know you might not now, but if that's, I'm just saying, I'm sure
The thing that you have to keep in mind is whether it's you're logging in from home, and if everybody's logging in the computer from home, you log out from home, so all those things, you have to figure out after that in.
The bags are going through the door, but when you pull the bags automatically, that's automatically, you're there at the computer.
That's another option, you could use that.
Councilman Smalley and then Councilman Patrick.
I'm going to throw all this out here and you guys make it work. I agree with Councilman Freeland. 45 years ago, a little over 45 years ago, when I first started working, I had a time clock. Every job I've ever worked for was hourly, which is other than this and the union system. I always logged in off count, either with time clock or for a computer. Always. And when I first got here, one of my first comments was, there's no oversight. We're rather archaic to ring in right out. That being said, the last job I had in the private sector, we had a computer terminal. He came in, each individual had their own name, password, and when they logged in, that went in the one system, that printed out to the individual that did payroll only. So we had one computer, where you came in, where you reported to work, and you logged in, and the name of your password, your address, password, and that was that work. Now, I don't know how you make that work for leaving for a meeting and entering comments, but that was just an in and out. But I worked with the cards and everything else. I will tell you this. Mr. Boyle's not working on it. When we first worked on changing these doors to this, I openly said this would be a good way for us to be able to log in, log out. The uproar and pushback, I never even brought it before committee, but the uproar and pushback from some of the staff to other council members is freaking enormous. You can put your own reasons as to why it was, but I thought when we put this system in, that was the time. I just put that out there, but it's got to be able to work with the system that Holly has to work with, whether that means, so she only has two computers in the office, right? And we can make room for one on a sham office.
Yeah, Donald.
I just wanted to say, if you have to both decide to go with that union passport, now is a really good time to decide that, because we're updating the security system right now. It's, certain constantly upgrading the other computers. And, we would have to install the card reader on the door that I'm filling out the menu entrance, and this is a really good time while working with him to get all
that. And let's put it where it needs to be. We need to make everything aware, all the staff, everyone aware that this is how it works. But I'll tell you what, I never worked anywhere where if you weren't substantiated being in and being out, that you got paid. Right? So you need to look at that. And in addition, if you piggyback on somebody else, you need to pick up your classifieds on the way through the door. I didn't be crude, but that's it. Nothing works unless there's rules that go with it.
Councilman Packard and Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't know if you've heard enough. We should probably move the vote to say let's have Holly explore and vet the possibility of adding to the upgrading of the security system the electronic documentation for the payroll.
Second.
Let's just make anything there.
What if Councilman Bell has to speak first? I want all councils to speak on it first, and then if you like it, we can Now's the time to do the motion. But also, we've also made motions, we haven't made a motion yet. We're still talking about looking at it, was like the motion that we were just talking about. But it's still not the final that we are going to do.
Well, if it comes back at $100,000, I don't think we would do it, but if it comes back at a very reasonable cost, because we're already upgrading everything, let's do it.
No, you can't.
Go ahead and get the question from the councilman.
Okay, Councilman Bell and Councilman Reddick.
I attended the meeting. I agreed then. We agree now. As far as signing in, signing out, in some method, and I think that it should, if it can be attached, which, you know, with the door checking in, checking out. But I also would encourage that we're looking for coming to work and leaving. And I would hope that you know, we don't get into this thing of trying to look at every time somebody has to go to the bathroom or come back or wants to get a soda and everything. And I bring that up because, trust me, from my standpoint, that you've got folks that watch other folks, okay? And let's put it out there, okay? I think that we're all responsible as grown adults, and we hold them accountable to us. The clerk and assistant clerk holds them accountable, okay? So I think that checking in and checking out is what we're looking for. We're not looking to come up with a sheet that shows every time they burp.
We've got a question for Holly. With this system that we have now, with the card, does it come up with your computer? Like when somebody comes to log in on that?
I have to actually look for it. I have to actually go into the county's main system, and it shows actually I can see everybody in the county when I come to go through every door. But yeah, I mean,
well, what's the matter with this access to connecting separated?
It's when it was installed, the council wanted it separated, and I was told that this was the only way to do it. It's the network within the county.
No, sir.
All right, we'll go to the public. Lewis had his hand up.
From public? I thought it was for him.
Well, yeah, for the council. You work for council. That's right.
I was just
a couple of questions based on what Councilman Holland was saying. That I thought the report that was being reserved for you currently is a draft, not in final. And so the recommendations that are being made currently by the draft are in draft form, and until they are approved by the finance committee or whichever committee oversees that audit or the audit committee, then it becomes a problem. And at which point, then wouldn't that be the time when council would have to act on the report because it's properly in draft form?
I have my own opinion, but Councilman Holland is probably very good.
Well, no, that's not accurate. It is in draft form simply because we have not participated to complete it. So until council responds to the draft, to the recommendation made by the auditor, then the auditor would take the audit as well as the responses from council to the audit committee. So it's just a formality. Our response has to be included before the audit is complete. We have to respond. So we're in that process right now to respond, so that's why it's a draft form. The response is a draft because we have to sign off on them. They're nearly complete. When that gets to the audit committee, it's a sign off on, or the audit committee may make other recommendations, and a lot of their recommendations will be based upon how we respond. So to that extent, it's not complete for public until the audit committee has signed off. But the recommendations have been made to this responsible body.
Go ahead, Miller, and we'll make them.
The reason why I asked that question and follow up on that is because when I initially asked to see it, I was told I couldn't see because it was only for the government bonds.
And I thought that that the council staff would have a lot of input in perhaps maybe helping resolve the issues that are there before it went into finality. And now that I've heard the discussion of what's happening now, there's I belong to an organization that has a pass card where you go in and out, and it reports every time you go in and out of the door using your pass card. And it provides you with a monthly audit of if you wanted to audit that card number when you went in and out of that card, and it was less than $1,000 for the entire system. And that's something maybe the council could maybe consider to tack on just so we could understand it. And kind of maybe do that across the board.
Mr. Holland, do you still want to...
The only point is that the responsibility lies with council. The council has to respond to the audit, not the council staff. So there lies, I think, some confusion that the staff will help to shape the response. The responses to the audit comes from county council members. County council members are held accountable. The staff is not held accountable. After the audit is public, county council staff, the universe has access to it, but at this point in time, it's not a public document, and therefore the staff has no responsibility to the public, so the county council itself will respond, and then after that, it's complete. Everybody sees it. The staff sees it along with the universe.
Just sort of buy-in from the staff in this information that you want.
If you haven't, if you haven't seen the audit, it's a little difficult to respond to an audit that you have not seen. The same thing for county council members. If you haven't read the audit, then you can't really measure the recommendations because you haven't seen the complaint.
Councilman Diller and then Councilman Street.
Yes, I'd like to make a motion that the council upgrade its security system in order to use the card reader as a sign in sign out.
We need a second.
Second.
Motion is made in a second. Do we have a question? Question on the motion. Council Smiley and Council Holland.
Yeah, you'd be the big A-hole. I like that. That is only relative to here?
Yep.
Or is it relative to the auditor's office as well?
Yes.
I understand.
It should be all council
staff. He's part of council staff.
So I just amend the motion to include
council, please.
The immediate council offices as well as the county auditor's office.
Second.
Yes.
I think easier for council staff.
That's a little different. I think all the employees are equal. I don't care what all the people.
Okay, the motion's amended. They include all council staff. Question.
Is this a motion to explore or a motion to appropriate?
Motion to appropriate.
Just a question to the council and council. Is this, are we able to appropriate money at my motion at this meeting?
I think that should be directed to our
fiscal director. Who's our fiscal director?
We got a fiscal on today.
That's coming up in the budget.
It's going to be.
What a parking space.
It is going to cost a minimum amount if that does happen, and then you can decide whether to accept it.
Yeah,
what you want at this point is that the thing
you explore with you.
Amend my motion to.
You need a second.
Second.
Motion is made, seconded to explore the cost of sign in, sign out with a key card and for security reasons to come in and out also. Mr.
Mayor.
We didn't change that. Any questions on the motion? Mr. Holland, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think the purpose should be very clear, back to the points that were made by Councilman Bell, that it's for sign in, sign out, and that we're not using the information to challenge people on how many breaks they take or whatever. The purpose is to make certain that folk are here for the time they're being paid for. The other point as it relates to the auditor, I thought the auditor had an office here as well as one at the government center. If that's the case, I don't know how we actually clock that, if they're going to the government center first or here first, if they have two offices.
He's only here when he visits, but I agree. I think we have plenty of room for him to come back home where he belongs himself.
I think that's another issue, though.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. I was agreeing with you.
What about this one? And this was the low-hanging fruit one he's battling.
That's another
Mr. Sharif.
That we need to address.
Motion's made and seconded to look into the cost exploratory of security coming in and out as long as the sign and then using the keypad. Mr. Sharif.
The only thing is, I would assume that what is reflected on the key card is going to go to somebody, so that somebody has is keeping track all the time. Somebody has instant access to it, and I don't know if that would be.
No, I'm sure that would be part of the job duties when it's a holiday. Yeah. I mean, that's what they would do. Well, we're going to sign that. Yeah. Council probably will convene with Holly Seas.
Could you repeat the motion again?
Motion was made and seconded to look into exploratory phase of a security key card for time in and time out and for security reasons.
Point of order, I think it was just more simply to explore rather than look into.
I can actually tell you what I
if
said.
If she could repeat it.
Well, yes, please do. One more time, because it was seconded.
I'm making a motion to explore the council upgrade its security system in order to use the card reader as the staff sign-in, sign-out.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Accepting the motion?
Aye.
Against?
I offered an amendment when the voting was amended. All staff.
Oh, that was all staff. Okay. Did you want to amend that motion, Mr. Dillard?
I would love to.
Please.
Say all staff.
Second.
The motion's on the floor. Mr. Holland.
I support that, but while this exploration is going on, what do we do about the issue? So we can explore this until, as we normally do, we had this issue 7 years ago, and we're just getting back to it. So this exploration, I think we have to go back to the old pencil and paper until we get through exploring it and debating that three more times. We have to address the issues that were brought forward, and the issue that's brought forward simply has to do with accountability. So I think that needs to be addressed.
Before we go any further, do you know how long would this process go on until this is fixed? Do you have any idea?
Do you mean if we go to the site?
Yes.
I would say probably
okay, so in the interim.
This is my recommendation. Let's vote on this, and then somebody can make a motion for assignment.
In the meantime,
That's what we recommended before the more enlightened council members joined this meeting, that we would just use the old raggedy book method. But I agree with the new idea, but we shouldn't take forever to get there.
They said it would probably be 2 to 3 months. So that being said, from Mr. Shen's motion, and second, voting on. The ayes have it. Do we have a vote? Please.
Yes.
Aye.
Okay. No voting? Who's voting no? Abstain from voting. Did we have seven votes, first of all? I mean, I didn't see it. Hands, please.
Okay.
Hands, please. Okay.
Your roll call.
Okay. Are you counting eight?
I got two. Seven, eight, nine, ten.
Ten, yes. Okay. No?
I wonder if
you're going to vote.
All
right. Thank you very much.
6-7 years to get to this point.
Legislative process.
I think we ought to go to an automated voting system now
where you press a button. It'll take us 4 to 6 months to get it.
Yes, in the meantime, we'll just raise. I'll turn this over to Councilwoman Gopash if she's a little more sane than I am.
Okay, first of all, we're going to talk about motion one in your packet, second page. And this changes how comp time is approved. So if somebody chooses to make a motion, the suggestion was county council staff may approve compensatory time rate at a rate of 1 hour for each 1 hour worked outside of the regular work hours within the regular 35-hour work week.
For purposes of discussion, so moved.
Second.
Question on a motion. Got Mr. Smiley.
All I'm going to say is I spent too many years fighting for premium time for worker rights. And we're going to vote tonight to raise minimum wage, and we're going to also vote to take away to go back to the same time as the way we should. I'm done. Go ahead.
Anybody else?
God bless you.
Questions on a motion? Yes. Just one.
Yeah, I just moved it for discussion sake.
No.
The second.
No.
But I'd like to hear the two chairs explain it.
There's not a whole lot to explain. I mean, as it is now, if you've read this, which we handed out 2 weeks ago, the existing rule is county council staff may approve compensatory time at the rate of 1 hour for each hour worked in a work week with a total of between 35 and 40 hours. Comp time shall accrue at the rate of 1.5 hours for each hour in excess of 40 hours worked in a work week. Comp time shall accrue at the rate of 1 hour for each hour, 1 hour worked outside of regular work hours from Monday to Friday within the regular 35-hour work week. Comp time shall accrue at the rate of 1.5 hours for every hour worked on Saturdays and at the rate of 2 hours for every hour worked on Sunday and holidays. So what we had done in the beginning when we first started talking about this, we asked that everybody on council, if they had a thought, give us your thought. One of them that came in was that we go hour for hour. So you can keep it as it is, or somebody can make a motion and we can vote on changing it from 1, 1.5, and 2 to straight 1 for 1, no matter what day of the week it is, or what hour of the day it is.
Thanks. I'm not familiar with this whole area, so I maybe have some obvious questions, but how would this change whatever our process is?
Because our process currently says if you work 35 hours.
It's written on the page.
It's right in here. If you work 35 hours and you go out 1.5 hours for each hour in excess of 40 hours. So after 40 hours, then you get 1.5 instead of 1 for 1.
It just takes away from my hands.
It's just
getting it on the weekend for a weekend.
And then one idiot follow-up question. Why is this better than what we have now? I mean, everyone may go to the
Yeah, but that was my follow-up question.
My understanding is, basically, the move to this is to be consistent
risky attempt to look at council staff as professionals as opposed to salaried staff. Is that not correctly correct? That's the reason. And salaried staff do come under these regulations that Councilwoman Catalyst just read. But if you are professional staff, you do hour for hour on top.
Thank you.
Councilman Retta, Smalley, and then Councilman Retta, Mr. Holland, and Councilman.
Thank you. I want to come right out with it. I would make a motion. See what that is, hour to an hour and a half, or double time on weekend.
Well, we have to vote on the first motion. There's already been a motion made second. Councilman Hollins?
What was pointed out to us, when you look at other jurisdictions, very few, if any, jurisdictions has comp time. Secondly, it's pointed out to us that we have a 35-hour work week and suggested that we go to 40 hours. So if you read what the audit says, which will be very helpful, you would understand some of the reason, rationale behind this. We are one of the very few governments that offer comp time in the manner that we do. And the fact that it's perceived to be very liberal. So this, it's not my motion, but I think this is an attempt to respond to some of the findings.
So, President Pro Tem, do you support this change?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Okay, Councilman Smalley.
Okay, so first, I want to just make it clear. I read the audit report. I just choose to disagree with parts of it. Okay? I just choose to disagree with parts of it, quite honestly. It's a private sector audit, as far as I'm concerned. It doesn't take into account government operations whatsoever. That being said, I don't support this. And the irony of all this is, every council member around this table controls this all day. We decide that our staff are going to get more time, that we're trigger time and a half. So we decide whether we're going to be out on the weekend. Right? We, not the workload, we decide. We have control over this already. And for me, when I worked at the Port of Wilmington, ironically, other than the very senior person, that company, every one of the other members of management got time and a half, got double time. They made exact premium rates that I made. If I went in and worked on a holiday and they had to have a manager in to watch me, they got double time plus the holiday. And that was in the private sector. Not that I have to be here, but I'm just saying, you know, people's time and worth something, you're taking it away from their family and what they can do. I understand, and ironically for me, I guess had I never had my past life, I'd probably be on board, because fiscally, well, people disagree. I say it would save money, but people say comp time doesn't cost money. Well, in our situation, it probably doesn't. Unlike in the police department or somewhere else, where if someone goes off on comp time, you have to fill that slot with someone, and most of the time they're a premium staff. So we control this already. That's it. And I'd like to call for your motion. Lay it down and remove it.
Well, we won't have to, because it's already a motion, so you wouldn't have to redo. No, I'm not done talking. I'm just saying we don't have to have another motion. We'll vote it down to keep building what we're doing. Councilman Street?
Councilman Holland's point, I haven't seen all. I don't know where mine is. I'm sure somebody will find a way to get me mine and tell me where mine is. But to the extent that it says anything about 35 versus 40, and I just have never understood for the 9 years the 35 hours. And now to contemplate overtime beyond 35 hours, that's just incomprehensible to me. Okay. All right. Second, salary profession, whatever you want to call it, there are a lot of places of where folks are salary profession, whatever you want to call them. This is your salary. Employee handbooks and policies are silent as it relates to comp time, and it's within the broad-based discretion of whoever is running or supervising how to give comp time. So I don't agree with any of it, but I don't want to get in a big fight about it. By the same token, you have people, I'll go back to an earlier point with Councilman Holland, you have people who've been here for a long period of time, and you're talking about changing the status quo. And in terms of process and procedure, you are absolutely correct. But in terms of protocol, employee courtesy, at some point in time, even if they're told no, we need to take the time to have, set aside the time, in my opinion, to have input from the employees before this is finalized, hear what they have to say, and then make the final decision. I just think, as much concern as I have with what we do, when you start changing the status quo, you want to the extent practical, eliminate folks being upset, disgruntled, and feeling like nobody cares about them because they haven't been given the opportunity to input. So just in terms of a protocol and process, I hope we leave time for that.
Do you want to answer that?
Sort of, well, I want to say something which may go into this whole discussion. As I'm sitting here, we know where we came from on this. We know why we started. We know that we've gotten input from council people, some of them on both sides of the issue. Obviously here, we're on both sides of the issue. I'm going to go back to what Councilman Smiley said. If this was up to me, my thought would be that each council person and their aide work together on how they feel that it's best to get the 35 hours in. I would, and in the last meeting, for those of you that weren't here, we had a fairly strong discussion on flex time. Flex time even being if you came in at, if you worked 9 to 5, you came in at 10 after 9, that doesn't mean you can work till 10 after 5 and say you worked your 7-hour day. I truly believe that this should be between the council person and the staff person, and that we should not have all of these regulations. And I, even though nobody wants to talk about flex time from the discussion we had last time, I'm seeing that that's really where everybody is going, is that you want it to be between you and your staff person and not so rigid that you can't flex a little bit here and there. So I mean, maybe we started from the wrong point. Maybe we should have talked about flex time and got that all out on the table and decide on that before we talked about anything else, because maybe under flex time we could have figured all of this out on an individual basis.
But the last time we did talk about flex time.
We did.
Nobody of the six people agreed to flex time the last time around. So we're starting all over again, essentially.
Right. But we didn't vote on anything.
No, we didn't vote. We only had six people present.
We still now have to have that conversation with 13.
Again, right. Yeah.
But
well, I thought you were going to actually say that we asked about 3 months ago for input from the staff, is what I was getting at.
Oh, we did.
And we received, I think, two emails.
And some of this is from the staff. As we will go through this, obviously not today, but as we go through this, there will be several motions that were given to us by the staff. So, yeah, that is incorporated into this. But
like number 8 was the
Yes.
So, okay, I lost... Councilwoman, that's what I have. Diller, then Councilman Weiner.
You know, with Councilwoman Kilpatrick, I really think that a lot of this has to do with how we want to work with the
Councilman Weiner?
Yes. Following up on Bertrand Collins' comment, when we did discuss flex time last time, we have solicited the input from our manager, staff manager, Betsy Gardner, who I think, correct me if I'm wrong, said it becomes challenging when there's flex time hours that don't have any parameters, and then who gets first, then you can't say someone else shouldn't, and then who's around to do staff tasks. Did I make that up? You're looking puzzled. Or is that a point that was raised?
If you don't report the council, I don't know that I brought up all this.
What time
so much for that. Just a sidebar, Councilman Smiley confirmed that I wasn't crazy on this particular point, that we did discuss this in connection with
previous amendment of work schedules.
We were discussing those and we did that.
Thank you.
I'm glad you clarified on this issue. Right.
I did make the point that other staff have asked to do when we had some folks working from home for a long time ago. That did not go well. Working with my peer, they were working from home, and the councilman was called and said, I need to spend the afternoon. So,
Okay. I have nobody Councilman Tax.
Mr. Chairman, obviously, you know, probably there's more discussion needed in the engagement of, you know, the professional staff and all. But, you know, we have to have uniformity and consistency in this office. I mean, if we're going to be open out here and people are going to have to walk in, we can't have people working, you know, going to meetings and being out till 10 and not coming in tonight, and then we got people that are here and they have to sit at the desk. I mean, we have an office to run, and we're talking about going to a time clerk system of heavy uniformity and consistency. We can't have the vagueness. You know, that's just my vote, and that's where I'm going to stand. I agree, you know, it sounds good to say let's leave it up to the council person and their aide, and that's fine. But maybe we need to close the office and move our offices out into our districts and rent storefronts, like some jurisdictions do. I don't know. But, you know, as far as, you know, too much of it, I just think, you know, as far as this staff goes, to keep, you know, morale and everything at the same level, we have to have uniformity and consistency. And you've heard it from Councilman Hollins over there from where you sleep, and Jay runs a whole center. You've heard it repeated from him. He deals with this each and every day. We're not reinventing the wheel here.
Councilman Hollins and Councilman Bell, Councilman Powell.
For my two cents worth, this is all about accountability. It's all about paying people for a fair amount of work for a fair amount of time. And if, in fact, we're not doing that, it's a waste of the taxpayers' money. We're stealing time from the government, but people are being paid. If you look at our system in an honest way today, you'll recognize that what's being reported as a 40-hour work week or whatever the two-week period is, that is not what is compared to on that sign-in sheet. That becomes the issue, that we don't have controls, in other words, accountability for time. So everything that happens is about having accountability for the time that people are being paid. Nothing more, nothing less. It's not meant to be a punitive measure at all. It means to be responsible. And if we've done things in the past that has not led up to that control and accountability, then we need to change it. It's as simple as that. Or we can elect that, well, this is how we've always done it, so let's continue to do it. We can do that as well. I think we have a responsibility to the public to make certain that the time that people are being paid for is the time that they're actually working. Simple as that. It's not that complicated as far as I'm concerned. If that's not happening, I believe we need to change some things.
Councilman Bell?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I agree with Councilman Hollins in our meeting where the six of us were there, and I would agree again. And the one thing that I pointed out from the flex time standpoint is that even though a legislative aide may be representing a council person at a meeting the night before, and they're with a particular group, it doesn't alleviate the responsibility in the morning of other citizens calling from our districts, you know, wanting somebody to be there to deal with problems and answer the phone. So, I think that flex time can create more problems than what it's worth. I do believe that compensatory time is proper, and I think when folks work above and beyond their normal schedule, that they should be compensated with time for being out there.
And Councilman Powers and Councilman Smiley and Mr. Street.
I just have to say, because of some of the comments, I've never met a constituent in this office. What he said about putting an office closer in my district, I'd have to agree with. I've never used this office in 7.5 years.
The time I ever met was somebody went in there and went back there during Tuesday. This is inconvenient for my constituents. I don't expect them to come up here. I will meet with them in my district. And, you know, to say that, you know, there's times I have heard down there, I gotta have that capability to do it. I'm you know, it's closer to run to Dover from my district than it is to Dover. I went to Georgetown. It takes me less time to get to Georgetown to get up. And it was brought up. It's not to be my.
The next, Councilman Smiley, and Councilman Smiley.
I just want to say, I think we kind of got twisted.
I know.
As far as accountability, I think we all agreed to look into the scanning to get in and get out. I think that was agreed as far as that accountability. So I think we're all pretty much at least for this meeting on the same page. I apologize for not making the earlier meetings and don't mean to throw a wrench in everything. Not looking to get into the big debate. I'm a little, I guess, not understanding flex time because every association I've had with being involved with working out flex time has not been a daily change of hours or anything else. Flex time has been Monday, Friday, Tuesday, Saturday, Wednesday through Sunday. That's been flex time. And they were set weeks that people worked. They were set days. They weren't flex hours. Tuesday you gotta do this, Wednesday you gotta. Never worked flex time like that. It's just too hard to try to manage, control, and have any idea of where anybody is. With that, and I know Councilman Street speaking next, I would just respectfully ask the Councilman Weiner to withdraw his motion so Councilman Street can speak and we can move to adjournment for the next meeting. But I think that's where we're at.
I'd like to let
Councilman Street foot talk first, Mr. Weiner. Well, first, I want to make clear that in terms of accountability and what needs to be done, even though I haven't seen the audit, I understand clearly that needs to be done, and I agree with you and what I agree with what Councilman Hollins has said. Second, and everybody's experience is different, and the part of this in terms of comp time and what folks did one night and what they do in the morning, just, it doesn't compute with me. Because in the arena I work in, everybody has to have at least 18 hours of training. Only time you do that training is in the evening or on weekends. You don't get paid for it because you have to have the training. So if we have a training, I'm in a training till 9 o'clock at night. We open up at 7 o'clock in the morning. Don't be there on time. And I am going to do what I have to do to see through it that I have coverage. So what we're saying here, and I understand it's two completely different things, but it's different, but it's not different because it's accountability and it's time. And it's a job. There's certain things that go with the job that you have to do. Everybody knew from the door their evening meetings, their weekend activities. They asked for the job, they got the job. Well, all but one asked for the job, so.
Okay, there's still a motion on the floor. It was second. And do you want to go with it?
Can you restate it?
We were never
supposed to read it.
Just the reading.
It's the reading. Motion number one. That's all.
Okay, so basically, this is what we're voting on. County Council staff may accrue compensatory time at a rate of 1 hour for each hour worked outside of the regular work hours within the regular 35-hour work week. So if you vote for this, we change. If you vote against this and it fails, we stay with what's in the rules now.
I signify with your hands.
We're going hands.
Okay,
but
we're going
to go around and call.
Was
there a second one?
No, I'm calling.
Yeah, I
do. Yes, yeah. Yes,
I'm just
reading. Yes, we're going to do a hand vote, okay, AKA poll. So for this motion to be accepted, please raise your hand, signify saying aye. We're good. discussion about one.
Just take a little time.
Wait a minute.
There's a misunderstanding as to what this does.
Okay.
If you vote for the motion.
It eliminates premium.
If you voted down, we stay with what's in the rules now, which is the 1.5, and 2, depending on the time. Okay. If you want to vote to change the rule for the motion.
Raise your hand. Okay, there's one. Let's count from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, I'm voting yes. Oh, you were 8. Okay, I was thinking of 4. All right, so the motion's passed.
I think you should ask no and...
Well, no, excuse me, okay. Who is not in favor of this motion? Signify to say no.
No.
Put your hand up.
1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, that's it. Okay.
And then who's not voting?
8 to 4. Dave's not here.
He's absent. He's not voting.
Okay, so obviously we're going to have another meeting. You all have your handout. You could just kind of go through them. We'll just sequentially go through them in the next meeting. We'll get what's been proposed, think about what you love, what you hate.
And if you don't have the audit, can you give the audit there? That everybody wants to know.
It's in a pile of papers.
And if you think...
Yeah, you may want to ask for another copy of it.
I'd like another copy.
Yeah. The auditor's right here.
You just said electronic?
Yeah.
No, it's not electronic.
No. That's a problem.
Because then it would have been subject to
Then it becomes a public document, prematurely.
Yeah, I'd like another copy because it's somewhere in my pile.
Okay, we hit the 4 o'clock hour. Thank you very much.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.